This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft discussing Ukraine crisis. However, we've been focusing on the European capitals and implying that Washington is one with them on the NATO matter. However, what is different now than 2015 in the Minsk II conversation that could be reignited is that at the opening ceremonies of the Beijing Olympics, Russia and China appeared to communicate an alliance and appeared to demonstrate that China was in sympathy with Russia's position on Ukraine, on NATO? Question mark. The language was indistinct. But this is clearly a difference that needs to be addressed. Anatole, you asked questions that are unanswerable, so I'll repeat them in a recent conversation you had on air. Will Russia come to China's aid in the event of Taiwan conflict? Will China come to Russia's aid in the event of Ukraine conflict? What do you measure was the meaning of that demonstration of alliance? They talked about an economic deal, a large energy flowing to China. They raised the possibility that China could bail out Russia if and when. But what about the military planning? Did you see that evident in the remarks? Does that make sense for these two Eurasian powers?
I don't think that they will offer to go to war for each other or in tandem, because that would tie each country to the other country's agenda in a way that I think neither government would want. But of course, on the other hand, each country will seek to exploit the other country's problems with the West. I mean, it's quite clear that the crisis between Russia and the West is greatly to China's advantage in principle, if only because if it really deepens, China will be Russia's only remaining cheap market for its gas, and that will, put China in a much stronger position when it comes to energy security. But the biggest question, of course, is how far will China go and how far can China go to help Russia against Western sanctions? How much money is China prepared to give to Russia to compensate? And what are the chances that China and Russia between them can set up an alternative international banking system to that of banking payment system to that of the West, which would allow Russia to bypass Western sanctions aiming to cut it off from the international banking network? I don't know, but I mean, clearly, this does put Russia in a considerably stronger position economically that to resist the West than it was in the past. And, clearly there are huge advantages to China in this. And when it comes to Russia's place in the global economy, of course, China, the US sometimes seems to think that only it is in a position to put pressure on third countries to go along with what it wishes. But of course, China, is now the biggest trading partner by a long way with a very, big range of major world economies. So if China insists that Russia still be included, well, that will create a very interesting, global economic crisis, and also the consequences for the world economy could be pretty severe. Now, on the other hand, I don't believe that China is encouraging Russia to invade, because the results could be at least in the short term, a major surge in the prices of certain vital commodities, including food, on which China depends very heavily. So I think that this remains a partnership, but is still some way short of an alliance.
Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft commenting on what we know so far of Ukraine crisis. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.